While Si's helping cookery novice Fiona on the pie, I want to find out a little bit more about the pie's history.
Oh, it's so nice to have a sit-down, isn't it?
Isn't it lovely?
Let those two get on with all the work.
It's been quite busy, hasn't it?
Sybil, when you were a girl, what was your simple supper dish?
Well, very often we would have a meat and potato pie.
Oh, yes.
Very often. With pickles.
Yes.
Carrot in. And the celery in.
No.
And also, I always use it as stock.
Got some stock here. Look at that. Fabulous.
So you'd always make your own stock.
Yes.
There was no kind of cubes or...
No, and also put some shinned beef in.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah.
I haven't got a recipe for pastry.
What do you mean?
Well, I haven't made pastry since I was at school.
You haven't?
No.
You got a good memory?
No.
You don't even know where anything is, do you?
No.
Egg yolk.
So I've got to get the... Yeah.
Think of school. Think of
school. Yeah, yeah.
No. But we want to separate and not have a relationship with it.
The pastry I'm teaching Fiona is a simple buttery short crust, a timeless classic.
Stop! Bit more crumb.
So when she was little, did you used to do most of the cooking?
Oh, yes, because she'd rather be with her father. There'd be much more interesting things going on.
It's interesting, isn't it, that in the book it's just gone pastry.
There's no recipe for it.
No recipe, but there's an assumed knowledge, because everybody used to make pastry then, didn't they? I mean, it was just one of those things. Unfortunately, your skill level with the cling film's not that good either, is it, really?
Were you like that? Did you just think, yeah, well, I'll make pastry?
Yes, just the same as you'd just throw the Yorkshire puddings in, yes.
Yes.
You just didn't think about it. You didn't weigh them.
Go get the oil.
Yes.
Now, Fiona's just gone off on a little holiday to find the oil, which is in the cupboard behind us.
Extra virgin?
No, just cook that. That'll
brown.
Do. Right, yes. Bit of the same, because we want them to brown, so we don't want them to stew.
Onions and carrots. Salad.
You'll start to see the onions go slightly translucent as well. Yeah, okay. Slightly see-through.
The meat and potato pie recipe in Fiona's cookbook contains many basic principles. Browning meat, sweating vegetables and creating a stew separately before it's brought together with the pastry.
Let you wash. Right, now we need to bake that. 25 minutes, 180 degrees. Bob, your own will get it done.
Right, OK.
Oh, what Fiona's forebears would have thought of her inability to knock up a meat potato pie, we will never know. But as they say, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. Or in this case, the proof of the pie.
Bilkley's very own Delia Smith. Well done, Fiona.
So we're sitting down to Sybil's meat and potato pie, great granny's pudding, and pickles and preserves all made from the old recipe book.